With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. A Black Lives Matter event this weekend in Billings drew around 2,000 people who rallied in support of racial equality and justice for people of color victimized by law enforcement. YPR News shares words from speakers who talked about their experiences being Black in Montana. And a quick language warning, we chose not to bleep a racial slur in a quote in the story because we think it provides important context into the racism Black people experience in Montana. James Bullock said he's of mixed race and grew up in Billings.
Being in Montana, that is a predominantly white state, we act like this stuff doesn't happen all over. You know, we act like we see these things on the news across the country. I can see it in Houston. Doesn't happen here. But let me tell you, it does.
He said he went to Skyview High School, and he felt he was reduced to being seen as a Black kid with a white mom.
If it wasn't for my ability to play basketball growing up, I know a lot of people would have looked at me a lot differently. They've told me that. And the sad part about what's happening now and as an adult, I can look back as a kid, I let too much go. There was too much things being said behind my back, to my face, to people that I thought were friends. And I'm learning as an adult, I'm not letting my kids grow up like that.
Lily May, who was raised in Montana and Wyoming, talked about abuse and neglect from her white adopted parents before the age of 15.
A lot of times, I did think my skin color had a lot to do with it. Because of the white community I lived in, everywhere I have ever lived my whole entire life, I have been a minority. There were many days I blamed my skin color on my parents' abuse. Maybe they didn't want me. How can they love a child that isn't theirs, let alone clearly didn't look like them?
May said just before she turned 16, she was placed with a foster father who was a police officer, and that's when she met her best friend. She also talked about discrimination in her school and racially based bullying.
I was one of three Black kids in a school of 400, and everyone thought I was a foreign exchange student. Kids frequently used the phrase nigga in front of me and made sure it was directed elsewhere so they did not get in trouble. Or they would joke and say they would give me a wide eye instead of a black eye. I was called the N-word, I was laughed at and talked about, and the teachers assumed I knew the answers to all of the African-American history questions.
May shared her experiences with local law enforcement and said she's never been treated poorly by Billings police officers. Aaron Thompson, a seventh-generation Montanan, said he was raised by his mother and grandmother.
I lovingly refer to myself as one of those uppity Negroes. Because I grew up in a white middle-class family with two strong women who weren't able to teach me any different, that I have the same rights, the same opportunity to live a decent life in this country, and nobody should be able to take that away from me.
Ken Palmer said he's originally from Chicago, Illinois, where he said he's been questioned for being in a certain neighborhood and has been kicked out of an establishment because of what he looks like.
And coming out here, I've experienced my fair share of walking down the street and having the N-word yelled at me. But I will say, what I'm seeing today is by far the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in the 4 years I've been living here. And I thank you all for coming. I really appreciate that.
The rally in Billings was one of a handful across Montana held in the days following the death of George Floyd in police custody. Despite attracting different opinions and groups, the events have remained nonviolent. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.